Skills Practice 2, Exercise 7, page 115. Recording 1.
Hello, Bill. I must say you're the last person I expected to see today.
Yes, I imagine so. Look, Linda, I know we're in competition with each other, but I wanted to talk to you about business these days.
Okay, go on.
Well, for me, business is down a lot, even though it's peak season, and I have a feeling it's the same for you. So I think we need to do something to attract more people to the area. Not necessarily to stay at my place or yours, but to visit the town in general.
Yes, you're right. I'm struggling too. I've tried to lower room rates and set up a website, but nothing has helped.
I know what you mean. That's why I'm setting up a group of concerned townspeople to try to come up with solutions. After all, it doesn't just affect you and me. It also affects the restaurants, the gift shops, you name it.
Okay, count me in. I suppose the only way to fight this is to work together.
Recording 2.
Stephen Jansen, a 19-year-old student from the Netherlands, thought something might be wrong when his plane from Amsterdam landed in Toronto, Canada. Stephen had expected to change planes before reaching his final destination, but when he boarded a one-engine Air Canada plane, he wondered how such a small plane would get all the way to Sydney and why was the weather so cold. Then, after chatting to a flight attendant, he got the surprise of his life. Unfortunately, Jansen had purchased a flight to Sydney in Canada instead of Sydney in Australia. In the end, the airline took pity on Jansen and got him a free flight back to the Netherlands. Remarkably, though, this wasn't the first time someone had unexpectedly ended up in Sydney, Canada, though there are no records of the opposite ever happening.
Recording 3.
Today, I'm talking to Alex Lomond, a local man who has recently taken on an amazing challenge to visit every country in the world. Alex, tell us about your adventures so far.
Well, it's been a month since I set off on the challenge, and so far I've visited 15 European countries. Having done my research beforehand, I figured out that travelling by train was more affordable than by plane, so that's the mode of transport I've been using so far. Even at this stage, I have to be careful with my expenses. That's why I'm staying in hostels too, which to my mind have been more than comfortable.
And what's been the highlight so far?
Let me think. Probably Barcelona in Spain. It's such a beautiful city with really friendly locals. People thinking of visiting should be on the lookout for pickpockets, though. I wasn't a victim myself, but I got the impression that it's on the rise there.
Okay, Alex. I hope you'll talk to us again in a few weeks to give us an update on your challenge.
Yes, of course.